This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Yes, hello. Where is Antler's Isle?
Need furs and cloth.
Hi, welcome to Erewhon. Can I help you?
Furs
and cloth. For sharp, winter.
You have sharp rock.
Sharp rock for cutting pelt.
Sharp rock for hunt.
Hi, welcome to Erewhon. Can I help you find it?
Here at Erewhon, we hunt for you.
Explain. Woman cannot hunt.
No, sir, I did not hunt.
Small woman.
Someone else hunt.
Someone hunt here already? Believe.
No, don't
no
leave.
No antelope
here.
No,
don't leave yet. Don't leave, listen.
Area tapped out, believe.
No.
Not even a pond.
Go to aisle 3.
Water in aisle 3?
Aisle 3, venison.
Dude, and then maybe getting like a hot stone massage and reaching to their back and eating the
and
rocks
eating
during
them, yeah.
We're too hot before.
Waiting for rock to cool off.
Wait, rock cool a little. Me like little hot.
Dude, cavemen doing rich people shit. Geico was onto something almost.
Let's do a whole new series. Let's do a series of cavemen doing rich people shit.
Didn't they try to make that a TV show?
You touch my toes one more time, I bonk you.
Caveman tries to get Manny Petty.
Yeah. Caveman keeps killing squirrels that run by with a tennis racket. He's dressed up all fancy.
Dude, the caveman, the lady goes like, let me see your hands. And the caveman goes like this. And it's like a whole mountain.
It's like Kevin's hands.
It's like Kevin's hands, but it's like a mountain range, and there's like clouds around it, and there's like little people climbing it.
And dude, is that one of those like Ren and Stimpy?
Yes,
like
exactly.
Cross artistic pictures?
Yeah. And then the lady goes, we're going to need the chisel.
She would say that. And she's a reoccurring character, and she always has it.
Mike, have you heard of Our Flag Means Death?
Is that
Have you heard of it?
Of course.
Is it a pirate show?
It's a pirate show.
Taika Waititi.
Tell me about it.
I love Taika Waititi. Saying
They've
Taika
been losing
Waititi.
Their shit for you a know, minute.
You know who Taika Waititi is?
Actor?
Yes, and director. He directed Thor's.
Thor's?
The Thor's. He directed some Thor's. And he directed What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay. He's directed some things we do in the shadows.
Correct.
So are you going to be over there?
But when I say his name, it's like a Star Wars language. Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Preview, don't go in there. There might be a Taika Waititi.
That's the only way he's programmed to say it.
Yeah.
Damn. The inflection.
Let me
like
see.
The Jawas.
Yeah.
It's like what?
The Jawas from Star Wars. They didn't say that.
The ones that dance around.
Taika Waititi. Anyway,
now that you do that, it is kind of like.
So, he did a show about pirates, and he plays Blackbeard.
Worry.
Yeah, and it's a really great show. I mean, it just came back, season 2.
What's it? What do they do?
They're like a bumbling crew of pirates,
Are
led by. It's a funny program.
Oh, it's a funny.
It's a funny program, but it gets serious and fucked up sometimes.
Whoa.
But it's funny. And it's got a great cast. John Rhys Davies.
Kevin's agreeing he is in the show.
That's his name? No, Rhys Darby.
Tommy Rhys Darby?
John Rhys Davies is the guy from Indiana Jones.
Hello, Indy.
The guy who tells you to buckle up your seatbelt at the Indiana Jones ride.
Okay.
Buckle your seatbelt. It'll be a bumpy ride.
Damn.
And he's a pirate?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
I could do it.
Is that Omak?
Good luck, everyone.
Oh, no, that was Guts.
Dude.
But done in the flute from Temple.
How funny is having 25% of knowledge of everything?
Dude, it's all going away, though. Like, yeah. Once we're in an old folks' home someday, it's going to be like,
ever Guts with the big statue and he'd play a video game? Fortnite?
Dude, the best thing about that is if my dad is any indication, it's just going to lead into something else. And then you're talking forever. You never stop talking. You just remind yourself of other 25%. Of knowledge you have about something else.
You don't stop talking until people have walked completely away from you.
You don't stop talking until God turns the lights out.
When
I want a pillow that says that.
You don't stop talking until God turns the lights out.
Like hanging over the door like a bless this home type
when
thing.
God turns the lights out could be like dying when you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I thought it was like when it becomes nighttime.
God always turns the lights on for somewhere else.
The sun is God's lamp.
Yeah, that's what happens every day. The earth doesn't rotate because it's flat, and God pulls the sun down off the sky.
Yeah.
And if you look real close, you can see him.
Yeah, don't look.
You should not look directly at the moon.
It'll hurt your eye. So the flag means death show's real good, and it's Rhys Darby, who's that guy from Jumanji.
Ah, Central Park.
You know who I'm talking about, yeah, though? That guy that's like, hello, welcome to Jumanji.
Yeah, he was in. He was the manager in Flight of the
Conchords. In Flight of the Conchords, exactly. Yeah. Hello, Brit.
Brit, Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Looking good.
Exciting news.
You're playing in a Central Park.
Well, not you, actually. He was always like the worst.
You remember?
Yeah. Oi, can I have a bite of that biscuit? No, that's my biscuit! And then you go, Reggie, bring me another biscuit. Anyway, that guy is, he plays this like kind of prissy, well-to-do.
And they're pirates.
Yeah, but Rhys Darby is like a, he's a well-to-do, like he's well-off like guy.
Okay.
And he's got a wife and kids.
Okay.
And his dream is to go be a pirate, go live on a boat and be a pirate.
No.
But he's like a prissy, not workin's man kind of man.
It.
He could never hack it. Like, he'd get killed.
But he wants to. His heart is there.
His heart is there. So he, like...
But he can't batten down the hatches.
No. But he's super rich, so he builds his own boat, and then he, like, escapes his family in the middle of the night to go be a pirate. And he gets, like, a crew, and he, like, fumbles through being a pirate. And it's, like, really funny and scary sometimes.
Is he the boss of the pirates?
Yeah, he's the captain. Well, he's the captain of... He gets a crew because he's got money.
Yeah.
So, and his, like, the way he runs his ship is really like, all right, everyone, we're going to read. Like, and they, like, do all these, like, really fun things. Like, they look through linens and stuff. Like, uh-huh. And he does, like, storybooks and he does the voices and stuff. and everyone loves it. And but they're pirates. They're like filthy, scary pirates.
So what's the goal of the pirates?
The pirates just want money.
But the guys, why don't they just rob that guy?
Well, because it's a really easy job and they kind of feel bad for him.
Oh.
So it's like it's still like, you know, funny show that like has like very light, like even though the crew is like, we should just kill this guy. They're like, nah, we feel bad for him. Plus, it's like an easy job.
But they know he's rich the whole time?
Yeah.
And they're poor?
Yeah, but they're getting rich because he's just giving them money to like, he's giving them way too much
money. He's paying the pirates to be pirates?
Yeah, and to run his ship.
I think I'm out.
It's like he's running the ship. It's
no,
like,
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, they encounter Blackbeard.
Whoa.
Is Taika Waititi.
Yes.
And then the show takes like a crazy turn.
Because he has lasers and
no,
the pirates
it's just
don't?
Really good. Okay. It's really good after that.
Great.
Like at first you're like, okay, it's silly. You got Leslie Jones in there.
Nice.
And a bunch of fun. You got like, who's that guy from Portlandia?
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen's in it. There's like all these great cameos.
Yeah.
But like it's really worth it once you get to the Blackbeard stuff, because then in the show is just like, holy shit, this is really good.
Cool. Nice. You know what other show I miss? That one where it was like improv. Everybody's in on it.
Whose line is it anyway?
Or Kurt everyone's in on it except for the celebrity or whatever the fuck.
Murderville or something
Murderville.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great show. I think they have a second season.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
That show was really
good. Dude,
funny.
That show could go on forever, and I would be very happy about that.
Yeah.
Dude, Will Arnett is so good.
He is. He's very funny.
And he's, like, the perfect guy to, like, lead that kind of, like, weird shit.
Yeah. He strikes me as somebody who wouldn't break character, no matter what, if he thought it was funny.
There were moments where he's, like, trying real hard not to, and it's always really funny. But that is, like, a great show.
Yeah.
Anyway. Guys, welcome to the show. Gosh, what a day we're going to be having today.
Should introduce our guest.
Today's guest is What's up? What are you up to?
I'm just doing mayor shit. I had to sign a paper and I thought I'd take a jerk off break.
You're gonna sign a paper and then take a jerk off break?
Yeah, you gotta sign the paper for. Give me 1 second. Hello? This is the mayor.
Hey, mayor?
Hello?
Hi, mayor!
You're cutting into my jerk off time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything going on? I think an election's coming up.
I know it's going down. I know it's up. Give me 1 second. I gotta get this one. Hello? Hello? This is the mayor.
Could do that.
Yeah, like the phone doesn't really, the phone knows you better than anyone else, so it knows who you don't want to talk to, so the phone goes brr,
brr. Oh great, perfect,
right, it's Tina.
Dude, that'd be funny if those old timey phones that sounded like that had like ringtone like features. What the fuck's going on with our music?
Whoa, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Are we losing power?
We're losing power to mainframe.
The guy in the back of the van.
Guys, we're losing power to the mainframe.
Huh?
We gotta slow down or we're gonna lose the signal to the radio tower.
Shut up, dweeb. The dweeb doesn't want to go fast.
No. Oh, I'm a dweeb. I get sick to my stomach.
Poor dweeb.
I get sick to my stomach.
It's definitely going off a cliff.
Like, give me. Those were his last words. I get sick to my stomach. What were his last words? I guess.
He probably said something heroic.
Well,
because he was always thinking, he was always a very emotional person, and he put all of his thoughts through such a filter, and he was able to explain such complicated stuff to all of us.
He got into such a good school.
He did. He got into a magnet school.
He didn't have to try that hard.
No.
And he got into the first choice.
Yeah.
He's just was a whip.
Studious.
He just was so sharp.
He had a passion for learning. Learning was his passion.
He always had something. It's like, even when he didn't have anything to say, he always had something really profound.
So when you think about someone like that, you know that if they're aware of their mortal presence on this earth.
And I wouldn't be surprised if our dear Daniel didn't already have his final words picked and was ready to say them when he needed to.
Probably had them written down and stowed away in some fancy book.
What'd he say? Well, he says he gets a stomach
ache. He said
sometimes my tummy hurts.
He said if he go too fast, he
gets so funny.
Yeah, there was a radio. There was a radio signal coming in as they went off the cliff, and we could clearly hear Daniel talk about how if you go too fast, his stomach hurts. I think he called it a stummy.
He said my stomach.
Anyway.
My stomach hurts if I eat too much, he said. He did have those words planned
and
out.
And those were the last, that's the last transmission.
Those were the words he wrote down in his final words. So he did say his final words.
He's always a step ahead. Him and his upset stomach.
Well, guys, we're barreling through October. I mean, goddamn, Mike. What are we at? October 12th?
That's too bad.
Dude, I got into a less than...
I just realized tomorrow's Friday the 13th
on
October.
Well, what the fuck? We have to sing the Friday the 13th on October song.
Yes. Do you remember? Wait.
There it is.
Do you remember? Yeah. Did you sleep over on the 13th night of October?
The Benedictus and Jason
and all the friends were dressed like ghouls. And we said, hey, when you sleep over, hey, 13th of October.
Yeah, sometimes you just find
it's
stuff.
In there, huh?
It's all in there. Everything we've ever said.
So we're barreling through October, Mike, and I had a discussion with a friend last month. And it was a less than pleasant conversation, Mike.
Well.
And it was about Halloween. And Halloween costumes. And, You know, I you know I love Halloween, Mike. And I love dressing up for no reason, yeah. Let alone a reason.
Give me a reason.
Give me a reason, and I'm in, dude.
Yeah.
And I love it, but I was like, would it be okay if I just kind of like took a break from like a costume this year?
Take a break.
Like I've done it every year. Like I'm fucking 41. I'm gonna be 41. And I'm like, I've done this every day, like ever. Like, I don't think I've ever missed a Halloween costume.
I don't think you've ever not put on a costume every day.
Every day.
Every day you put on a costume, if it's only for a couple minutes.
Even if it's not ghoul.
Yeah.
It's a costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, is it okay to take a break? And my friend was like, absolutely not. Yeah. Halloween is like, you dress up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was like, what if my heart's just not in it this year?
Hmm.
Then it's like, well, then you don't get to go to like the parties.
You don't get to go trick-or-treating.
You don't get to enjoy Halloween.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. I'm like, all right, fine. So then, you know what I am? I'm AI-generated Steve Zaragoza for Halloween.
So you're kind of like you, but you have one more pinky or something.
Yeah, I'll just put like a little thing. And my friend was like, no.
Hmm.
Low effort costumes are like the worst.
Not necessarily.
Fucking thing.
If they're funny enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm saying like this year I have given zero fucking thought to a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Because I really kind of liked the idea of just kind of taking a fucking break this year and not
That's
worrying
what you are.
About it.
If somebody asks you what you are, you say, I'm taking a break
from Halloween. I'm dressed as someone who's taking a break from Halloween this year.
Yeah.
I love that kind of shit. I would love to do like a funny, like, you know, low effort costume idea, but I guess that doesn't count either. So what do you think? Like in the Halloween,
I don't really believe in policing Halloween.
I agree.
Is what I don't believe.
I agree.
Because Halloween doesn't belong to them.
I think if you love Halloween, no matter what, you're allowed to alter Halloween in any way you want.
You're allowed to do what you feel. And that's in the spirit of Halloween.
You don't agree.
Kevin's upset.
He got up off his
Kevin's
seat.
Upset that you don't have a big elaborate costume? Is that what I'm sensing?
Well, Kevin doesn't agree. You think Halloween is about costumes and you gotta?
Kevin is 7 years old. So important to keep in mind.
That's true. He's biased.
That's right.
He is biased sexual. Kevin?
I just feel like...
So I mean, this
okay,
was...
Here's what I'm sad.
All right. You're sad.
Are you the friend in the story, by the way?
What?
No. Are you the friend in the story?
I'm just... This has always been such a big thing for you. You've always got so excited about it.
Yeah, but...
You're not living up to Kevin's expectations of you.
I like... Okay, so... You know what I love?
Kevin's happy.
When Kevin's happy. So that's what the show is now. I love those big, stupid, inflatable...
Very funny.
...things.
Yeah.
And I have, like, many of them. And some of them I haven't worn in, like, 10 years or something.
Do you have a different motor for every single one?
I do. I have, like, a bag full of those motors. Dude, remember that one year during the pandemic when we got sent, like, something in the mail and it was, like... The worst blow up outfit ever. It was like a cat with bread on its head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You remember that?
It was a Zoom show.
Yeah. It was one of the Zoom ones.
I was losing it. Yeah.
And we put the camera on the ground and I got in the costume and stood real far back.
Yeah.
And it's like a cat. It was like a bread. There was some element to it was bread.
Is that where it started? Was that your first inflatable costume?
No, dude. I went to... So...
What number was it?
I had a costume that I found when I was working at Sony that was an ostrich. It was like an ostrich with like...
Holding a guy?
Yeah, and it had the legs coming out of where you'd like pull the costume up.
So it looked like you were being kidnapped.
Yeah, and it came with like... No, it came, you looked like you were riding an ostrich.
Tight. Oh, like a jockey.
Yeah, and it came with like a pith helmet. Those like safari helmets.
Oh, sure.
Like an explorer.
Yeah, that's great.
And he's like... It's like an explorer riding on an ostrich.
Yeah.
And it and everyone loved that outfit. And my legs were like the ostrich legs. And the fake legs looked like my real legs sitting up on top of an ostrich.
It's good. I like it.
And everybody loved it. They were like, that's ridiculous. That's a really stupid, ridiculous costume. So from then is when I started to like kind of collect those.
Sure.
I don't like the ones where like you're completely covered up inside, like the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Ones. You've seen those T-Rex blow up ones?
Yeah.
Where it's like the whole head is there and there's like this clear plastic window and your friend's in there sweating their balls out going like, I love Halloween.
I don't convincing themselves that they don't have to go to the bathroom.
Right. Or they
I don't
or,
have to.
Or 30% less oxygen is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that window is all like moist.
Yeah.
That you see them through and you're like, you still have a good time in there?
I'm dancing, aren't I? I'm dancing.
He's inside there. Oh. I haven't drank water since 2 p.m.
Save your friends from their costume.
Yeah, I like the ones where your head can pop out so you can breathe and drink and eat.
I like the one where the alien is kidnapping the guy.
Dude, a classic. Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
There's one that's like a jetpack, and your legs are like the fire.
Good.
And it's like you're up in the air, like on a jetpack, floating on a jetpack. Come on, that's great.
That's very funny.
So anyway, so I was like, maybe I'll just pull out one of those old fucking things. Like,
what makes you not want to dress up?
I don't know. I guess I'm just like, you know, the effort that goes into something that like, you know, people expect me to be like really good at Halloween things because I'm a wacky toy idiot.
Yeah.
Child man. And
they,
like,
they always want something from the clown, don't they?
Exactly. They're like, the clown's gotta have the best costumes and shit.
Yeah.
And so that pressure has like haunted me like forever, and I'm never really that good at Halloween costumes.
Yeah, you are.
Well, they're okay. None of them are like, man, this is so fucking funny and awesome.
Where's the pressure come from?
Me.
From just Kevin. Yeah, just from Kevin. No, just from the overall stigma that like
from society.
Yeah, from society, from my friends. You know, it's like, we're funny boys. Like, if you were gonna like, anyone would expect if you were gonna dress up for Halloween, Mike, that it would be something really funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not gonna do something where you're like, I put all this effort into like really cool prosthetic makeup and I look like
dressed up as Russell Brand 1 year. So see, oops.
That's whoops. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
But was it funny at the time?
It's funnier now.
I don't I mean not to everyone else. Yeah.
Right, right.
From an outside perspective.
But like I always feel a pressure that it has to be like as funny as I am.
Sure.
Especially because like I present myself as a comedian, as a funny boy. So it's got to be kind of funny.
You identify as a funny boy.
And I identify as a funny boy. So it's like there's always that pressure. And, you know, I'll do it. And I end up not caring enough that the pressure never gets me like to the point where I'm like, I regret this costume or something. Like,
dude, I think what we're talking about right now, and forgive me if I'm way off base, but I think Kevin is a bigot.
I think that's absolutely what it comes to.
Because you're saying you identify as a funny boy, but you don't want to present. You don't want to dress like one.
No, I
and
do.
He, and
I'm
he's
just not
saying,
good at it.
If you're hot, you dress hot.
That's true.
He's saying you wear makeup, and you're saying I don't
want
to wear
you
makeup.
You got to dress for the job you want.
You have to dress for how hot you want to be.
Yeah. If you got it, flaunt it.
That's what he's saying to you. He's saying you're funny, so flaunt it.
Yeah, he's saying if you're funny, flaunt it.
That's all I got.
Like a bigot. Like a big piece of shit.
And now he's kind of doubling down.
And now I'm scared. Now I feel like we're not in a safe space.
Yeah, he's upset. And he's putting his hands at you.
But like, I just feel like it needs to be as funny as I am.
Sure.
And, you know, and I never like let it ruin my time, but like every year I feel that to some degree. And this year it's like I haven't thought of one thing.
Yeah.
And I haven't given it any thought either. But it has come up because like we're like 2 weeks away or something. Isn't
it's very
crazy?
Interesting. It's like if you feel the pressure, what are we doing?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, so then maybe I take a little break, or maybe I do a little bit of a lower effort version or something.
What happens on November 1st if Steve doesn't dress up with your relationship to Kevin?
Something will be wrong. Something will be clearly wrong for a long time.
What are the consequences? What are the exact consequences of you not dressing up?
Our friendship will feel strange. It won't be a...
I probably won't laugh at it.
When we hang out, something will feel strange.
Are you prepared to have Kevin not laugh at what you say anymore?
I mean, if that's what... I mean, I think I have to prioritize my mental health, Mike.
And that's what it sounds like.
I think this isn't about Kevin.
It's like half about Kevin.
If Kevin wants to not laugh at my jokes, that's on him.
Yeah. Kevin... Not wanting to laugh. Kevin wanting you to dress up is not your problem.
Exactly.
You shouldn't feel that pressure.
You're pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
That's so, Kevin throwing his voice to make it sound like a robot.
So, last year I was like, I had a really creative idea and I went with it, but I had like more time to do it, and I was sort of happy about it. I didn't really get any pictures of it, but it was the Nope cloud. The cloud from Nope.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. I had the horse socks, so yeah. It looked like the horses were being sucked up into the cloud.
Yeah, that's very funny.
And I forgot what else I had.
Did you have the streamers?
I had something. Oh, yeah. I had the streamers with the flags.
Oh,
on
right,
them,
right, for sure.
Hanging out, also. Yeah. But I had a lot of fun with that one. But I didn't get any pictures of it, and I like didn't go to like I went to one little party with it, and then that was it.
So that is like your send off costume.
Kind of, yeah.
And you're happy with that?
I'm happy with going back to really simple things for a little bit, maybe if I'm gonna do anything at all.
Why don't you just buy something from Party City? Like the crayon costume. That's very funny.
Mario in a bit, like a vinyl Mario.
Dude,
one year
we just did superheroes.
Yeah.
But the way smaller, like we had to cut them to fit.
Oh,
into
like them. They were small costumes.
They were like kid costumes, like Spider-Man and Batman. And
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But you don't, like, when was the last time you dressed up?
I don't remember.
You don't really do it.
Not so much.
You're like more of a handout candy kind of guy.
Yeah, but no one even does that because we live in this fucking building and no one likes or talks to each other.
Yeah.
But when I was like single and going out and like drinking and fucking whooping it up.
Oh, yeah.
That was like obligated. You don't go do that without getting dressed up.
Yeah.
That's how I thought about it when I was like your age and younger. And now.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Now I'm like. I don't know. Unless something specific is going on, like I have a show or something, I'm not super excited to like go out. It doesn't feel like my time anymore, but I still love Halloween very much.
Yeah. What if we did like a Dynamic Banter Halloween live show or something? Do you think where it was themed like around Halloween?
So funny to not dress up.
I know. That. Yeah.
There's 400 people.
Or you're just dressed the way you are, but you have like a Dracula cape on.
And everybody else is dressed up.
Yeah, like big time. Like I'm dressed like Zoya or something.
Yeah, you're dressed like Zoya and I'm not dressed like any.
No,
I'm just dressed like me.
You're just you, yeah.
And I'm still really happy to be
there. Maybe you have devil horns on top of a hat or something.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I bring
that's
out a
fine.
Hat that says, like, kiss the cook.
But I think that's where my, maybe I'm an older man now and I accept.
Maybe you're older now.
Maybe it's because of that I accept less, you know what I mean? Like, I accept more. Like there used to be like a, you cannot party unless you're wearing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The outfit. And now I'm like. If you just want to have fun with your thing, then fucking...
Dude, it is funny how when you get older, you either choose to be more grumpy and ornery or way more like accepting.
Accepting, exactly. Yeah.
But there's nothing in the middle.
I think that, you know what I think it is? Maybe it's just me, but when you gatekeep a thing for so long, like, obviously, like, I had a Halloween gatekeeping thing when I was, like, a younger guy. Like, you have to do this. You have to do that.
You got
to
get your tits out.
Yeah, tits out for Harambe. This was when that happened.
If your tits weren't out for Harambe the year that happened,
dude, bad luck to you and your whole family.
Canceled.
But yeah, like, and so I think that I had such a stronghold on Halloween and like had my pitchforks out ready to like picket any like anything against Halloween.
Yeah.
Or like keeping the integrity of Halloween. And now I'm just like, Halloween is so many things.
To so many people. And mostly to children. Hornies. Children and hornies really occupy Halloween. Right.
Yeah. People that like being hornies.
It belongs to the hornies, Halloween.
But like if you
horny just, Christmas. Halloween is horny Christmas.
Halloween is horny Christmas, yeah. I guess. But the fact that you would be participating in a Halloween show at all meant that you were like accepting of the Halloween thing. Which to me is enough.
Yeah.
You know, like back then I would have been like, no, you have to. If we're doing a Halloween show,
yeah,
you have to wear a costume, even if it's something stupid.
Sure. But I wouldn't be against it. It's just whatever I felt like doing. I wouldn't push it.
I'd be like, do whatever because it'll be funny and you love it. I know you love Halloween.
I would probably, if I really didn't feel like dressing up, if that's where I was that year, but we had a show, I would probably like wear a t-shirt with a skull on it or something.
Dude,
like
and you know what I would say to you?
What?
I'd look you in the eyes and say, you've paid your Halloween dues.
I've seen pictures of you dressed up like Sting from the WCW.
You know what? That's the new thing.
I've paid
You've
my dues.
You've paid your Halloween dues.
I was doing Halloweens before you knew what the fuck Halloween was.
Yeah, Kevin. You weren't even born yet and I was doing Halloween.
Dude, we were dressed like Oscar the Grouch before you were on this
earth. You can't gatekeep something that we were doing before you were born.
Yeah. We had toxic plastics all over our bodies.
Yes. You have microplastics. We had jumbo plastics.
We were swallowing jumbo plastic.
We were eating giant pieces of plastic.
We were actively getting sick from faulty Dracula teeth.
I think if you've paid your Halloween dues,
asbestos
then,
Dracula teeth,
then you are allowed to like enjoy the holiday as you wish.
Yeah,
because you've paid your dues.
It's high school. You don't want the old people in doing high school.
No.
That's not good.
You can have your version of Halloween, and I will have mine. Thank you very much, Cody Sycamore.
Smallest one, dude. It caught one of them, and it was so small.
Pussy. Guys, let's do some ads. Yeah. Please!
There's definitely three in there ready to go.
Oh my goodness, Sebastian! My buddy, I have three scripts to read.
This is Sebastian.
My Sebastian has got three scripts to read.
Oh my goodness, Sebastian got three scripts to read.
Sebastian, go.
So funny to stop everything but the birds.
Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank HeadGum.
Okay. All right.
Leah. Joel.
Got it.
Jamsk.
Pussy.
Sorry, I'm you.
This song here belongs.
Sorry.
This is an advert.
Your Honor! You're facing some pretty serious charges here, Mr. Falzone. Aiding and abetting, breaking and entering, stealing, murder.
Your Honor!
Guys, I want to thank one of our
wonderful
sponsors, Stamps.com. Stamps. Boy, oh boy, listen, sometimes when you're running a business, you get a huge surge in orders due to maybe like you're selling a bunch of shirts, by the way, which we'll talk about for our own business. Our cool t-shirts have sold quite a few, those Halloween shirts.
And don't think we haven't needed stamps every drop of the way.
Absolutely. And did we prepare for the seasonal rush, or were we taken by surprise, Mike?
We were taken care of via stamps.
That's right, and our good boy Byron. But I'll tell you what, the holiday rush means more mailing and shipping for your business. But it doesn't have to mean more stress. That's true, me. Thank you, you. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money for 25 years, and it can help you get ready for the holiday ramp up. All you need is Stamps.com's premium rates for all your postage needs. How about this? This sound kind of saucy? Your own personal post office wherever you are. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale. So you'll have everything you need to get started. Now taking care of orders on the go is even easier with the Stamps.com mobile app. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So get your business ready for the holiday rush and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER. That's stamps.com. Microphone at the top of the page. Enter code BANTER. Thank you, stamps.com.
Thank you.
This song here. Oh, whoopsie song. I'm sorry that you suck.
Squarespace, me hearties! Let me tell you, guys, Squarespace is a wonderful service that exists. Mike Falzone's website, MikeFalzone.com, is a Squarespace website.
You know it is, and it has been, and they've always been there anytime I need support, 24 hours a day, even around Christmas time.
That's right. No matter when you need them, they're there for you if you ever have any problems. But I'll tell you, Mike, maybe you've never had many problems.
I haven't had many problems.
You know why? Because Squarespace is awesome, easy to use. Helps you build your own website for whatever it is that your heart desires.
It's like they already have made a bunch that you could choose to be the template for your website. Then you can customize them however you wish, and you don't need to know Kahoot. You don't need to know any of these fancy computer languages. You just drag and drop stuff around.
That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online, whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand. Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. That's right. So, you guys want to check out what Mike Falzone himself uses to promote his shows and events? Go to squarespace.com/banter. Well, actually, let's start it from the right order. You go to squarespace.com for the free trial. try it out. See if you like it. I bet you will. Then, when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace. Guys, tushy. Woo, tushy.
Tushy has elevated my life past a point where I ever thought I could be in my life. And that's my true user experience.
Mine too, man.
Yeah. I get uncomfortable when I am at places that don't have my Tushy bidet there with me.
I agree. And guess what, guys? Do you ever get spicy poops?
Do you?
You can't fight fire with paper. Why don't you soothe your booty after every duty with a precise stream of water? That's what we're talking about here. You get a stream of water cleaning you down like an angel spitting mountain spring water onto your brown town. And you're elevating your poop experience.
Sorry that you suck.
If you're using toilet paper, absolutely. Hey, we got a message for you if you use toilet paper.
Sorry that you suck.
And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts.
That's right, my heart too.
We mean that from our bottoms and our hearts.
Taking a dump shouldn't cost you money. End your relationship with costly toilet paper.
Sorry that you suck.
Cleaning with baby wipes gets nasty chemicals all up in those cracks.
Oh, whoopsie song.
Washing with Hello Tushy B-Day saves your butthole.
Sorry.
And with over 100,000 five-star reviews, you'll see why millions of real pooping humans already love the Hello Tushy B-Day. Every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 30-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Puss.
Yes, correct. So, guys.
The original Mario sound they took out.
Hey, I'm gonna get a mushroom. Guys, I'm telling you, my life has changed. Mike's life has changed. Many people's lives have changed because we have entered into the next evolution of toilet, bathroom, convenience, and cleanliness.
There is nothing that I've recommended to people more than that. It was recommended to me by my brother-in-law. And that's a gift that you have to give. That's what I said the first time it hit me.
The first time you tried it.
Yeah.
Guys, the Hello Tushy bidet cleans your butt with a fresh stream of water that's 2 times better than wiping and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and everything you touch. It attaches to your existing toilet, by the way, and requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%.
And that's going to make Mario happy as a plumber.
Whoa, he's like sure of himself. Guys, why don't you get that Hello Tushy bidet that pays for itself in under a year because it cuts toilet paper use by 80%?
Mamma mia.
Why don't you stop wiping and start washing? Go to hellotushy.com/banter.
Mamma mia.
And use the promo code banter for 10% off your first order. Mario loved that one.
Dude, it really is like, we got everything we need. Thank you very much. Everybody doesn't want to leave. And he's upset about being lost. We got it. Thank you. Okay. Let's back up a little bit. You don't have to. That's a very expensive mic. You don't have to put your mouth right on it. That's so a wrap on Mario.
Go to hellotushy.com/banter and use the promo code banter for 10% off your first order. That's hellotushy.com/banter, promo code banter for 10% off. Mario Brothers, save the day! Mario Cover comes to Mushroom Kingdom and he wants to be your friend!
Mamma mia, that pussy look like pizza!
That's what he said, his last words.
What were Mario's last words? Mike, did you know the guy that plays Mario is retired?
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
His name is His name is Charles Martinet.
Okay.
Mamma mia.
Is that wahoo?
Yeah. He's retired.
Damn, they're never gonna be able to find anyone else who could do
There's
that.
There's no one who can do it. But the crazy thing is like they announced his retirement like he didn't announce his retirement.
Whoa.
Nintendo announced it for him.
There was a red plume of smoke
above his
house.
They were like, yeah, they were like, we are like, Charles Martinet has been the voice of Mario since blah, 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 blah.
No more, though. You're fired. We know you're reading this.
But here's the cool thing. In that letter, it says that he's allowed to, he is an official Mario forever. Like, he's officially recognized as a Mario from Nintendo and can go around for the rest of his life and officially say that in, like, conventions and whatever and still meet people as the voice of Mario. And they, like, can they'll let him, like, go make money off of, like, being Mario.
He could actually go to play, like, a zoo.
Yeah.
And drop, like, an endangered turtle on the ground and step on it and no one could say shit.
Because he's Mario. Yeah.
He's Mario.
You have to believe that that turtle was going to be trouble.
He can go to Petco and step on half the store and you can't say shit.
That's right.
Mamma mia.
That guy can do mushrooms and step on your pet turtle and you can't say shit.
You can let him do mushrooms. He can't be arrested for that.
Mamma mia. The pussy looking pizza.
Mario, and you can say whatever he wants.
You can say whatever because there's mushrooms on the pizza.
But there's a new Mario game coming out like next week.
What's it called?
Mario Wonder or something like that. Super Mario Wonder. But it's a new Mario game, dude. It's a big deal when a new Mario game comes out.
What do you do?
Well, it's a platform style co-op kind of game, but obviously all the Mario games are single player as well. But it looks really cute and fun, and it looks real cutesy, and you can change into animals and stuff like that.
Whoa, like Animorphs.
Yeah, kind of. Like, there's an elephant Mario. You can be like an elephant. It looks really cool. And this will be the debut of this new Mario voice.
Whoa.
It is no longer Charles Martinet, but we don't know who it is yet. But whoever it is going to be the new Mario for a while.
I'll do it.
Get in there, dude.
Give me something to say as Mario.
Say Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
You're in.
Mamma Mia.
Give me something else to say. What would Mario say?
Say,
like in-game.
You gotta say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And go like, wahoo.
Wahoo.
Can you say, whoop?
Whoop?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Dude, now somebody take those sounds and put it over one of the new Marios and we'll see how it looks.
Can you say, waha?
Waha.
No, like more like waha.
Waha.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. I mean, he's got the job.
He doesn't talk in
We're
the
not
game
allowed
at all.
To tell you you got the job, but you got the job.
We're actually we have to hear a lot of other people, but you got it.
All right, Mike. Guess what? It's time for us to do some motherfucking history roast.
Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking do it. I'm about to blast out.
Woo! The one time it makes sense.
Halloween.
Halloween. Turn around.
Every now and then there's witches coming, and there's ghosts, and then there's always Dracula.
Friday 13.
Mamma mia.
Okay, he's back.
All right, guys, we got a couple of history haunts. History haunt roads. We got a couple history haunts. This is from someone named Emily saying, my history haunts. And happy Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Jackpot.
I'm warning you. I'm warning you.
Warning you. Hi, Mickle and Steam.
Those aren't our names.
Longtime listener, twice baked history rodeoer.
History rodeoer.
I know you are some spooky loving boys, and I thought it would be fun to memorialize my haunted house memories with you guys.
You agree.
Some context. Spookiness and Halloween loving has been a thing in my family for years. My family loves setting up Halloween haunts at my grandma's house well before I was born. And then I popped out of the womb on 10/29.
Whoa.
Almost 29 years ago. 1 week and 10 years after the great Mike Falzone.
Whoa.
You might say it's literally in my blood to love all things Halloween.
Mamma mia.
So, that drummer.
Mal?
That drummer really wants to go.
He's just like this. Not now.
He gave it all he had.
You don't want that now?
Not the vibe. A few years later, my uncles opened a haunted house and hayride in New York near CT.
Whoa.
From the wee ages of 4 to 15, me and my family worked there every single weekend in October, and then again sometime in my 20s with a couple of buddies.
Whoa.
Mamma mia.
Mario can't believe it. A few favorite bits. People are freaked out by creepy little kids, especially when creepily singing Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah. That's a fucked up song.
We use that to our advantage. We've made adult men run away, leaving their partners, often wearing heels, in the dust.
Why men great till they gotta be great? Right, Kevin?
A great wise poet said that once.
Mamma mia!
She also said, eat it this banana out to pussy.
Or else.
Mamma mia!
Allegedly.
Or else.
Worst trick-or-treat ever.
One time I actually did get hit in the face because I scared the shit out of someone.
Damn.
They thought I was fake, but could tell that they felt really bad, and so we didn't kick them out. This tracks with my first History Road submission about probably being concussed.
Damn, dude. Getting hit by a stranger who thinks you're a decoration.
A fake thing. A Halloween decoration. A scary fake thing. A real good goo goo gaga gag was when one actor caught a guest's name, like a group saying, "Amy, go," to their friends, that would quickly spread to the actors in the rest of the houses.
So smart.
And when that group was coming through the next houses, we'd start calling their name or something like, "We've been waiting for you, Amy."
Whoa.
I'd also do this if I recognized anybody from my high school, too. Best reactions ever.
Damn. Did you say, "Amy, it's me, Brenda"?
Amy, it's me, Does Brenda, your it? Aunt that died 9 years ago.
Amy, it's me, Brenda. I'm dressed up like a little girl.
I dug through your trash. Mamma mia.
I have your phone bill, Amy.
It's a lot, Amy.
You're doing a lot of texting. Mamma mia.
Anyway, I could probably go on for days, so please feel free to call me or don't if you have any spooky questions and or curious about the behind-the-scenes shenanigans of growing up around a haunted house. Even fill you in a couple of my favorite haunts that my uncle built over the years, like the Bones of Jones and Fortune Teller Drop.
Pussy!
As always, love you two horn honk gooses and all the laughs and fun times over the years. I hope you both have happy Friday the 13th and happy early birthday, Mike Mickleroni.
Thanks.
Toodaloo and thank you.
Thank Fupa. You, Fupa.
Fupa.
Oh, oh.
How about this spooky story from Kat Turner? Boo! Cat says, "Hey diddly dee diddly dirty diddly day boy bee bee boy boy doy diddly boy boys. I'm a long time listener, second time roader from buttfuck nowheres, Ohio. Last week you boys said you wanted some spooky history roads, and I got a short one for ya. Arr, arr. When I was a wee lass of the age of around 9 or 10, my family had moved into an apartment due to my grandparents losing their house to foreclosure.
So I'm gonna do a...
I am... I am a toilet boy.
That's what it says.
I am.
House, and then you say, "Well, what does that mean?" And then they say all that other shit.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Sorry that you suck. Is that answer your question? Does that answer it?
Is there anything we could do?
Sorry, I didn't deal with that. Sorry,
Mamma Mia.
No.
It was a rich. It was a relatively newer apartment complex, which makes my experience more confusing than it already was. It's like a, we're making Halloween cookies.
Exactly. This is the Halloween cookie version of the Great British Bake Off. Yeah.
I don't know. The filling tastes kind of tart, ain't it?
It's biscuit week, and this week we're making biscuits.
Well, actually, what I've made is boo-skits.
Okay, well, the assignment was to make biscuits, so you're going home.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked.
Jeremy has been voted home.
Jeremy has been sacked. Jeremy won't be seeing his family.
Jeremy sadly made biscuits instead of biscuits. He will not be getting a handshake from that guy.
I just thought that it would be fun because it's a Halloween themed episode.
I just thought that it would be nice because...
Sacked! You're sacked!
What's the old lady that she says that like that?
Yeah.
Broom?
Yeah, is that her name? Yeah, exactly. Sacked! To set up, I'll just say that mine and my mom's bedrooms were on one side of the hallway, while my grandparents' room and the laundry closet were on the other side. Now, my mom worked late nights. I'm talking like she wouldn't be home until midnight or 1 a.m.
Damn,
most
mama
nights.
Working hard.
And as any child would, I would sometimes stay up to wait for my mom to get home because I missed her.
Sucked!
Sorry that you suck.
This particular night, I had actually fallen asleep waiting for me mommy.
Is there anything we can do at all to save us?
And had woken up real late at night, Mike. I decided to see if she was home. So I crept out of my room and looked to see if there were any lights on in the apartment. As I looked down the hallway, however, I saw something else. Something real weird to my little guarl open eyes. Not yet. It's coming, but not yet. There seemed to be someone going through my laundry, the laundry, on the other side of the hallway. At first, my immediate thought was, that's Mama. But as I took a closer look, this was in fact not my mother.
It was Santa Claus.
It was someone or something else dressed in an old-timey maid-ish dress.
What the fuck?
They were bent over and looked to be almost sorting through the clothes basket.
They were stuck in the washing machine asking their stepbrother for help.
Asking for a stepmaid to come help them.
I just thought blueberries would be a nice...
So they looked to be almost sorting through the clothes basket we had lying in front of the washer dryer. I had called out for my mom before I had realized what I was looking at and heard my mom answer back from the bedroom beside me. So as freaked out as I was, I said, fuck that! And bolted into my mom's bedroom to cry and tell her about the scary ghost lady going through our dirty clothes. Well, I hope you baby boys liked my story of the first time and only time I've seen a ghost.
What was she looking for in your dirty clothes?
Maybe she's looking for her haunted keys to her car, haunted car.
Yeah. I left them over here somewhere 100 years ago.
Where are the haunted keys to my haunted car?
Where are my keys? Ooh.
Boo, my haunted car. I need to take my haunted car to the haunted grocery store.
I need to go pick up haunted prescription.
I pick up my haunted kids from haunted school.
Pick up my goddamn haunted kids. Now?
Not yet. Honestly, I'm still on the fence of believing these sorts of things, though I do occasionally watch Ghost Hunter shows to laugh at how horrible they act, and can clearly tell most of it is fake. But I can't deny what my Lee eyes saw that night. Not yet. I've been watching, listening to you boys since SourceFed, so thanks for being in my life for such a long time, not yet, and for making me laugh, just almost, and for making me laugh, not yet, for just as long, not yet. I hope you guys had a good podcast and day overall. Now,
go. Don't stop!
Okay. Faster, you said?
No.
Who's that?
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today on Dynamic Banter. I had such a great time, Mike. I don't know about you, but what a spooky time.
I had such a spooky time.
Me too, man. Any plugs?
Yes. Thank you. motherfucker. okay, so time for spooky plugs. On the 18th, I'm at the Comedy Store and the FUPA Auditorium. No, the West Side Comedy Theater on the 18th. I'm both of those places that night. This weekend. No, fuck my ass. Yes. This weekend, as in this Sunday, I'm going to be at the Siren Theater doing Surrounded in Portland.
Woo!
And that'll be so much fun. FUPA.
What's that date?
That is the 15th. On the 18th, it's Comedy Store and West Side. And then on the November 3rd.
What?
November 3rd is Surrounded in the Lab in the Hollywood Improv. So tickets for that are on improv.com.
One, two.
And then on the 6th, I'm going to be at the Delancey in New York City. And then on the 7th is the next Surrounded in New York City at the Stand. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
One, two. One, two. One.
And another thing you can count on is me being in all those places. So come to the show and have a good time. Yeah.
The robot's impressed.
The robot wants to come, but is not sure if it's allowed to because it's a robot. Yeah, you can come, bud. You want to come have a good time? Yeah, come have a good time. You just got to be quiet during the show, okay?
Guys, happy Halloween. I don't know when. Oh, the spooky shirts, yeah.
We have our annual spooky shirt drop has been active. You guys have been gobbling them up, and we can't wait to see pictures of them once they get to you. Byron did a really good job, and those are still available on dynamicbanter.clothing. It's probably coming to a close next week.
Oh shit.
He told me a date. I forget which what date it is.
But don't forget, these are these shirts will never be available again.
Don't forget, we're never doing shirts again. We're only doing pantaloons from now on. You can't wear pantaloons. You have wheels. They won't fit over your wheels. It's a leg thing. Okay. We've upset the robot.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.